Let's go down to Revelation 22, where it talks a little bit more about the new earth. And it says, starting with verse 1, "And he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." And by the way, the term nations here means the peoples. In other words, those who are there will be healed, not only by the fruit, but even the leaves of the tree will be for healing. So I've tried to wrap my mind around this. And I can't understand what the nature of the leaves are. Are we going to actually eat the leaves? I don't know. But at least symbolically, it means that we need to be healed. Why is it that in heaven, the saved need to be healed? What does the tree of life have to offer us for healing? After all, aren't we saved? Haven't the dead been resurrected? Haven't we all been changed and put on new immortal bodies and so on and so forth, as it says in 1 Corinthians 15? But it says that the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. When we think of the Garden of Eden and what happened when Adam and Eve sinned, something changed in their nature, and we received their nature from them. You see, before they sinned, their default system was love, unselfishness, selflessness. They were considerate of others naturally. But something changed when they ate from the wrong tree and lost access to the tree of life. There were two trees, the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. When they lost access to the tree of life by eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, their nature changed. And we see it immediately in that story. God came and said, "Where are you?" And he said, "Well, I've been hiding." Because he was guilty. Adam was guilty and Eve was guilty. And so there was this conversation that went on. And God said to Eve, "Why did you eat?" God said to Adam, "Why did you eat?" He said, "Well, the woman that you made." You see, he accused his wife and he accused God of making her. So instantly, when God saw them after they sinned, they already had a carnal nature. Something changed like the snap of a finger when they ate from the wrong tree. And by the way, the animals changed. Animals began to see each other as a meal, as something good to eat. Everything started looking after itself. Selfishness set in. What we call the carnal nature is actually me first. And babies say, children say, "Me first. I want to be first. I want the biggest piece of pie. I want to go first in batting. I want to be the first who does this, that, or another thing." As adults, we learn not to say those things. We still think them. We promote ourselves. I heard someone preach recently about our nature, and he said if you were in a store shopping, and then all of a sudden you heard sirens and you looked out to the parking lot and a car was on fire, a car had caught on fire, and here was a fire truck coming, would you think, "Boy, I hope it's my car, so that no one else has loss"? No. Our automatic thought is, "I hope it's not my car. I hope it's someone else's." Why? Because we have this carnal nature. We have a me first nature. We don't say me first, but as adults, we're more sophisticated than that. So Adam and Eve had a default nature of love. It changed when they ate from the wrong tree, and we inherited that carnal nature. But the Bible says in Romans, the 8th chapter, and I'll probably have to continue with this thought tomorrow because I don't have time today. But the essence of what we're saying today is that something changed. We had a default nature that changed from love to selfishness when Adam and Eve ate from the wrong tree, and we all inherited that nature. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.